President Biden has a plan. Elisa Brady, Fox News. With inflation still high and gas prices hitting a new record, the president's detailing steps already taken and longer-term steps, he says, will lower costs for American families, while Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is on Capitol Hill.
There's the potential for continued volatility and unevenness of global growth as countries continue to grapple with the pandemic.
They also blame the war in Ukraine for high prices and economic uncertainty. Republicans blame the president's policies.
They took an economy that was ready to soar, turned it around, and drove it into the ground.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell argues it won't get better with Democrats in charge, but the president says Republicans don't have a plan and that their agenda would make it worse. The president's intelligence chief is warning of a long war in Ukraine.
Top intelligence officials describe the war in Ukraine as a stalemate and becoming a war of attrition that is likely to last months.
Moreover, as both Russia and Ukraine believe they can continue to make progress militarily, we do not see a viable negotiating path forward, at least in the short term.
Director of National Intelligence Avril Haines also assesses Russian President Vladimir Putin is counting on the resolve of NATO and other Western allies to weaken.
As food shortages, inflation, energy prices get worse.
A nearly $40 billion Ukrainian aid package boosting military and humanitarian assistance is expected to win House approval as soon as later today.
Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. Recaptured inmate Casey White has just waived his right to an extradition hearing in Indiana, choosing to head back to Alabama, where a corrections official helped him escape. Vicky White died after a high-speed chase yesterday from an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. That's pending autopsy results. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The abortion debate spurring more Democrat warnings about the Supreme Court.
The MAGA wing has all but completed its cancerous takeover.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says Republicans want a federal ban on abortion as each side accuses the other of a radical agenda. Schumer plans a vote tomorrow on an abortion rights bill. A high school yearbook on hold over pictures of a student protest.
The so-called free state of Florida doesn't feel so free to a bunch of high schoolers in Longwood near Orlando. Being told they won't get their high school yearbooks from Lyman High School till the school can cover up images of rainbow flags and a love is love sign on the yearbook page that documents the kids' walkout protesting Florida's parental rights law, aka the Don't Say Gay bill. Principal Michael Hunter says the protest pictures weren't caught in time in a yearbook review, and the school didn't endorse the walkout. So instead of reprinting 600 yearbooks at a cost of $45,000, they plan to slap stickers on the images. The Longwood kids in a new free speech rebellion have created a hashtag, Stop the Stickers.
Fox's Therese Crowley, a spokesman for the school district, says the issue isn't with the protest or the topic of the protest, but that having it in the yearbook could be interpreted as being endorsed by the school, which would violate school board policy. Other photos of rainbow flags and a pride march are allowed. Both sides have just rested their case at the sexual misconduct trial of celebrity chef Mario Batali just a day after testimony began in Boston. Batali chose a trial by judge instead of a jury, and the defense submitted evidence but did not call any witnesses. Several women accused Batali of inappropriate touching in 2017. He pleaded not guilty to a charge of indecent assault and battery over an allegation of groping a woman during a selfie. Stocks turning lower. The Dow is down 140. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.